Rolling. Welcome back to the Degenerates, guys. This is week two recap going into week three. And yeah, I feel more happy. I got a W. I think I didn't. I'm 0-2. Never mind. Yeah, I'm just happy.
I don't know why you're feeling good. You're 0-2, buddy. I'm
2-0. Yeah, I'm 0-2.
So yeah. I'm feeling great.
I'm going into this week.
It's the confidence. That's what's carrying you through.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you got to stay optimistic. Glass half full, not half empty.
Yeah. So let's just get right into the weekly report. The best team this week came from your household.
It is the return of the DAC.
179 on the dot. We don't need no decimals.
She is, I told you, I said it when we did the draft. It said, watch out for Christie's squad. She has a team.
Mm-hmm. And then the worst team was a little less blacklisted with 100.32 points, earning the toilet of the week. Top producing players of the week was Jalen Hurts at quarterback, 26.22. Saquon Barkley at running back, 27.20. Keenan Allen at receiver, helping Christie win with 31.10. TJ Hockenson at 25.6. For you, your kicker, Moody at 14 flat. And then the Steelers defense for Christie at 29 points.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, that Steelers defense put in work, yep.
Mm-hmm. And then you got benchwarmers of the week, 31.74 points for Daniel Jones. Brian Robinson at 28.9 for the running back. Josh Reynolds for receiver, 23.6. And then Hunter Henry, 17.2. Our most efficient manager was the Rickiest of Ricks. I'm stuttering today. He could have scored 149.94. He scored 140.84. Least efficient was Nick with the Greendale Human Beings. He could have scored 159, but only scored 119.
Not gonna win you games.
Yep. Highest points in the loss. He tried his best. B-Champs with 133.08, but just could not do it against my 161.84.
That was unfair.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait to get into that matchup. The Slink Dinkers, lowest points in a win with 106 over a little less blacklisted's 100. Christie had the biggest blowout with 179 over Purdy with Curdy at 123.46. The only reason I bring up the .46 with him is he was 1/100th of away from being 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That would have been cool, but he fucked up. Narrowest victory was 119.72, Greendale Human Beings over MJ Goat at 117.70.
Close. MJ Goat not starting off good this year.
Slow, baby, slow. And then the overachiever was Baby Got Dak. She was only projected 121, but scored that whopping 179. And then the underachiever was a little less blacklisted, scoring only 100 on the projected 119.
Womp, 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 womp.
Starting at the bottom, we'll start with the highest scoring team, Return of the Deck. She played Purdy with Curdy. Obviously, she brought home that win, scoring the most amount of points, 179 to 123.
Yeah, she's 2-0 now. She is hot on the I keep telling you guys, watch out for this team. She has a nice squad.
Yeah, and honestly, it just comes down to the complete win, right? Like, I mean, John had Josh Allen at 23 points, fine. Rashad White coming in at 21 points. Fucking Gabe Davis coming in at 21 points. He had a couple of stars, but Christie apart across the board. We're talking 19 from Dak, 21 from Brian Robinson, 16 from Garrett Wilson, 31 from Keenan Allen, 29 from Mike Evans, 16 from Addison, and 29 from the Steelers. I mean, just down the board.
From the defense. Like, this is the Jets defense has put up a 20 spot. The Cowboys put up a 40 spot. And this Pittsburgh Steelers defense now, the defenses are showing out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, defenses have been big so far. You know, so look, I just complete win, man. As she is, she's undefeated right now. She's sitting at second place behind yours truly. I mean, and not far behind. I've scored 313 total points. She scored 294. That's 20 points, man. That's not a big difference. So it's going to be close, especially this week. We'll get into the matchups later. Then obviously Greendale Human Beings was with his win over Mahomes had a little lamb, 119 to 117, closest win this
so week. So close.
Yeah, and I mean, it didn't Breece Hall shit the bed with 0.9 points didn't help. Jamal Williams, 2.9 points all for Greendale Human Beings. That didn't help. On the flip side, Mahomes had a little lamb. Khalil Herbert, 6.8. Isaiah Pacheco, 8 points. It just is close, man. Close, close, close. Each team kind of having a couple of down players, but eventually Nick just pulled it off with the 2-point win.
Yeah, now that makes MJ 0-2. I don't think she's ever had an 0-2 start. I don't think there's. I don't think she's had a season where she's lost two games.
She's got no more consulting agency on the side. She's having to do it herself. We're seeing the cracks in the levee. We got Slink Dinkers, last year's champ, returning. Only scoring 106, but it's enough to win over 100, a little less blacklisted. Both teams, I mean, Nick Chubb going down for a little less blacklisted, that hurts. That's obviously a big one. Zay Jones pulled the T. Higgins for a little less blacklisted. He had 6 targets, 0 receptions, putting up a big whopping 0 in this one. In a 6-point game, 1 reception, 2 receptions gets you the win in this. So Zay Jones is the big reason he lost, man. And he had Robert Woods sitting on the bench, Amari Cooper, Courtland Sutton, all would have given him the win. On the flip side, you know, Travis Etienne only got 6 points. That's not great. JSN only got 8.4, but he's still a rookie. What do you expect out of him? But, I mean, look, she didn't have a great overall showing, but enough to win the game. That's all that matters. He had enough points to win the game. So 106, it's not always great, but it'll still do in a pinch.
And QA now is, if I'm right, he's 2-0 as well. 2-0. His auto-drafted team keeping him undefeated.
Yep, he's barely, though. He's at top 5. He's sitting at 5. He's the lowest of the undefeated teams right now. So we'll see how he plays out. Got Nazzy Nate taking home the victory in week 2, 143 over fantasy football team, 122. Both of these pretty close matchup. I think both running backs, Alexander Mattison 4.9, Tyler Angeal 4.8, both had people shit the bed. Puka Nacua for Frank put up fucking 30 points. But in the end, just consistency out of Nazzy Nate. 22 from Christian McCaffrey, 28 from T. Higgins, 23 from Devontae Smith, 27 from DeAndre Swift. Just consistency, man.
That was a nice win, nice win. I think that makes both of them 1-1, if I'm right.
Doo-doo-doo. Nazzy Nate is actually 2-0, and Frank is 0-2.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Speaking of 0-2 and 1-1s, we're getting Ridley of Rodgers, taking another L to Captain Cook, who spent all his money on Jerome Ford.
Yeah, can we talk about that? Like, I get it. People were going for Jacoby for Ford. And they after Nick Chubb, I guarantee you, the minute that injury hit, everybody threw in that waiver wire pickup for Ford. And my man dropped all but $1 of his Fab Bucks on Ford. My man voted against the Fab Wire. He did not want to do Fab, but was outvoted. And he said, fuck it. I won't have to worry about Fab Bucks if I drop it all on a player.
I don't need your money. $2.99 for Jerome Ford. Well, he got him. But anyway, before he got him, like I said, he beats you up 140 to 117. You had Anthony Richardson. I don't know why I called him Alexander. 17.74. He had 2 touchdowns. Unfortunately, though, suffered a concussion.
I just want to say, Richardson, yeah, he would have got me more if it wasn't for that fucking concussion. He would have ended with at least 30.
I was expecting like 4 tutties out of him. He was having a game up until that point. but just slams his head on the ground. You had Kenneth Walker going out for 18.4. Justin Jefferson doing his thing at 25. Your kicker in Seahawks defense, please, doing pretty good. But on the flip side, you know, Trevor Lawrence still sucks, only put up 9 for Cam Cook. But Joe Mixon, solid 13. James Cook finally becoming the running back that you think he is, putting up 20 points. Devontae Adams, 20. Nico Collins, 27 points. Evan Ingram, 11. Brendan McManus, 10. Again, just across the board, more consistency.
I owe that man a wet willy.
You also, by the way, speaking of James Cook, do you remember last year how you told me he was going to average 10 fantasy points a game? And how if he didn't, you had to buy me something?
When was that?
Oh, when was that? I can tell by the smile on your face you know what I'm talking about. I can tell. Trust me, we've been friends too long. You can't pull that shit with me. And then we got top of the leaderboard, number one in the league, taking home his second victory of the year, 161-84, the Lombardi Trophy, yours truly, against Team B Champs. I just am slaughtering that household. I am the Grim Reaper for that household.
Weeks clean one sweep and two, of the household.
Clean sweep. You know, I should have done this episode with a broom. Damn, I'm down in the playroom. I don't have a broom down here. Anyway, 164-133. You know, Justin Fields. I'm trying this experiment on Justin Fields, and unfortunately, it's just it's looking like I might need to go hunting for a quarterback. Baker Mayfield on my bench. I got 27 out of Barkley. 20 out of Tony Pollard. Ayuk, Tyler Lockett. Fitty Bomb Lockett only putting up 26. Mark Andrews giving me 15. Michael Thomas giving me 12. Young Wei Koo giving me 12. And then Cowboys defense giving me 16. That's been clutch this season. He had Lamar Jackson, 22. Josh Jacobs. That experiment's not going so well for fantasy owners either. He's only got 10 points. David Montgomery, 12. Stephon Diggs, only 13. Juju is about to blow up at 7. Mike Williams, 16. TJ Hockenson on Thursday Night Football kind of gave me a scare. He put up 25 points. That start off, I was very, very afraid of. That was it. That was his shining star of the week. And he left Daniel Jones on his bench at 31 points. That still wouldn't have been enough to catch me. But TJ Hockenson did give me a little bit of a scare started.
But it don't matter. Yeah, and I think David Montgomery is now out at least for a couple weeks with a hamstring or something like that, I read. I know he got Ford plugged in. So
Yeah, he's sitting questionable right now, but yeah, I don't think he'll be back. So like I said, you know, that's week two. I'm sitting at number one, Christy at number two, Nazzy Nate number three, Nick at number four. QA at number 5, Purdy with Curdy at 6, Marcus at 7, B-Champs at 8, Frank at 9, getting rid of Rogers at 10, MJ at 11, and a little less blacklisted is being a little more blacklisted to the bottom at number...
At least 12. I'm not 12th.
No, you are tied with 12th, and you are not too far away from 12th, but you are not 12th, sir.
My comeback is this week.
Well, perfect time to talk about it. This week, it's already started. Obviously, we're recording on Friday, so things have changed a little bit from what they would have been if we recorded ahead of time. But I worked a double, so I apologize. Mahomes had a little lamb. She's already got 17 points on the board. She's scheduled to have 122 to QA's 121. So this is a close matchup. Her 17 points are coming from Graham Gano and the 49ers defense combining. She left Brock Purdy on her bench, which already scored her 20. But she's got Mahomes as your starter. You can't not start.
Yeah, Mahomes. You cannot start Mahomes. This is, like you said, it's a close matchup. One's undefeated. One's winless. It'll be a huge, huge, huge upset and knock if we could start rambling up the undefeateds and the winless.
Yeah, I mean, she's got Kyron Williams, who I like against Cincinnati, because I think that's going to be an ugly game. So she's got CeeDee Lamb against Arizona. I think he'll do just fine. Hunter Henry against the Jets, unfortunately, I think will do fine. On the flip side, QA, he's got Travis Etienne, which hasn't been amazing, hasn't been awful, but hasn't been amazing. He's got Gibbs, which now that David Montgomery is hurt, he's going to get a lot more touches. Obviously, Tyreek Hill against Denver is going to be just fine. Cole Kmet against KC, I'm personally trying to hold out for hope again for Cole Kmet, but that experiment's not working. And Miles Sanders in your flex, I don't like Miles Sanders. Kenny Gainwell might be back. That's an RB3. There's upsides and downsides.
Well, Miles Sanders is on the Panthers now, so he works with Chuba Hubbard.
Good call. I missed that. That's my bad. But even still, he's questionable. They're playing Seattle. That might turn into a gun show. I don't know. You know what? I'm going to take the upset. I think MJ gets her first one. I think Slink Dinkas goes down.
I feel the same way. I'm putting hope in the win list to get a win.
I like it. Next, we've got Nazi Nate versus Captain Cook. Nate's already scored 22.9 points, and Marcus only scoring 5. Nazi Nate's got 22.9 off of Christian McCaffrey, and Marcus has 5 coming off of Darren Waller. The Waller experiment in New York is just not going well for the Giants or for fantasy owners.
Not at all.
Now, he's got his $299 Fab Bucks man sitting at his RB1 spot, Jerome Ford, for Captain Cook. He's got James Cook, Antonio Brown, Devontae Adams, Nico Collins against Jacksonville. Watch out for that. But he's also got Joe Mixon against the Rams. Again, if this turns into an ugly game, maybe Cincinnati goes more towards the run, but that's not their team. So Joe Mixon's a tough play there. He's going to get a couple of catches, I understand, but
Marcus has been an avid Joe Mixon fan, though. A lot of leagues, he picks up Joe Mixon.
It's fair. He's good out of the backfield. He does get his receptions in. And then on the flip side, like I said, you know, Nazi Nate, he does have CMC, who just put up damn near 23 points. He's got D. Swift. You know, he's got T. Higgins, Devontae Smith, DJ Moore, David Njoku, Christian Kirk, all with Deshaun Watson starting. You know, I'm sorry. I like Nazi Nate. I think he's going to stay undefeated. 3-0 for Nazi Nate.
No. I'm going opposite. I'm taking Marcus. I think we're still getting some ramblings of the cages in the standings. Marcus comes up 2-2. Nazi Nate goes down to 2-1.
You underdogging it. I like it. Now we've got the bottom of the leaderboard. A little less blacklisted versus B-Champs. So far, nobody's had a Thursday night in this one, so we're completely even. B-Champs is supposed to win 129-114. We've got Jared Goff squaring off against Lamar Jackson, Harris versus Jacobs, Henry versus Jones. Jones questionable with that hamstring. Bobby Trees versus Stephon Diggs, McLaurin versus Washington, which is also questionable. Godwin versus Williams, Hurst versus Hockenson, Cooper, Montgomery, Carlson, Butker, Eagles, Bills. B-Champs has a lot of questionable players on his team starting right now. And he's got, like we said, David Montgomery, who's probably going to be out. But he does have Kareem Hunt. That could be an interesting piece. I'm not saying it's the
Kareem Hunt goes off for 50.
Look, it's not like it's a new system for him, right? He just needs to get back into it. Who knows?
I don't know. This is a pretty evenly matchup, even though it's projected like a 15-point swap.
Yeah, 15 points in favor of B-Champs despite the questionables on his team. I'm taking a little blacklisted. I'll take the underdog in this one. And honestly, it comes down to Bobby Trees for me. Robert Woods, he's been the target to go down there. You know, Amari Cooper versus Tennessee. I like it. I like a little less blacklisted to get his first win this week.
I'm going opposite again. I'm going to stick with B-Champs. I think even with the questionables, I'm hoping Aaron Jones, because I got him in one league, I'm hoping he can play for me. I could plug him back in. Or if not, I'm pretty solid at running backs right now anyway. But I'm going with Brian. I think B-Champs takes this fucking win. And like I said, a little less blacklist is going to stay a little bit longer on the bottom of the totem pole.
I respect it. Now I've got a close one. 0-2 fantasy football team versus 2-0 return of the deck. Right now, Christie has 16 points from George Kittle, but she is still slated to lose. She is only slated 127. Frank is scheduled at 130. We've got Kirk Cousins, 1 o'clock in the sun, Kirk Cousins, versus Dak Prescott, who's playing Arizona, which is dog shit, who gave up 37 points to Daniel Jones. Ramondre Stevenson versus a good Jets versus Brian Robinson. Alexander Mattison, who's dog water, versus, and now backup, versus Raheem Mostert, Jalen Waddle, Garrett Wilson, Puka Nacua, Keenan Allen, Jerry Judy, Mike Evans, Travis Kelce, obviously George Kittle, John Connor, Jordan Addison, Tyler Bass, Jake Myers, and the Jets defense versus the Steelers defense. Oh, boy. This is what, a 3-point fucking difference? I'm taking Christie here. Only because the Minnesota Vikings just traded for Cam Akers. Alexander Mattison might still get a majority of the touches because Cam Akers just got there. But Mattison is shit in fantasy.
I am also going with my wife, Christie, because I have to.
I'm going with my wife because I don't want to sleep on the couch.
Yeah, no, I believe she keeps her hot streak going. This team is only starting to hit its stride. And I believe she not only covers that 3-point spread, but it is going to be a blowout.
You know, I can agree with that. A, because Madison is dog water and Ramondre Stevenson is playing a scary Jets defense. And it kind of works against Frank, right? He has Ramondre Stevenson and the Jets defense. So Ramondre
might trump you for first place this week.
We'll see. I'm not starting off great. We'll get to my matchup. I'm not starting off great. I need a fucking miracle at this point. You know what? I'll take that. I'll take Christie in a blowout. Now we've got getting Ridley of Rodgers versus Team Purdy with Curdy. Hector looking for his first win. John already with 1-1. Hector, you've got 12 points so far off of Moody, your kicker from San Fran. 12 points from a kicker, not bad start. We've got Jordan Love for you versus Josh Allen.
Playing quarterback roulette right now.
Yeah, look, Jordan Love's not bad, man. What, he's thrown like two back.
I went from Aaron Rodgers to Anthony Richardson to Jordan Love.
Yeah, yo, sorry, Packers fans. Jordan Love's about to get knocked out for a week or two. Kenneth Walker versus Rashawn White, Johnson versus Williams, Jefferson versus London, Ridley versus Davis, Pickens versus Dotson, Freiermuth versus Ferguson, Shaheed versus Kelly, obviously Moody versus Elliott, and the Seahawks defense versus the Commanders defense. You're scheduled to win 124 to 109. Now, the only thing that I think could be a problem for you is Ferguson versus Arizona. I think that kid, that tight end for Dallas is pretty damn good, and Arizona sucks. So I think that could be an issue for you. But Justin Jefferson.
At 1 o'clock with Kirk Cousins.
Well, yeah, with a prime Kirk, with a non-prime.
With his prime Kirk Cousins. 1 o'clock is prime for Kirk.
Yeah, exactly. With a prime Kirk Cousins, and then that Rashid Shaheed kid, man, down in fucking New Orleans, he's no scrub. The Seahawks defense playing a Carolina fucking team with who's their quarterback right now? I don't know, because Bryce Young is out.
And Pickens and Pickett have been starting to connect.
Yeah. I'll take you in this. I like this. I see you around like 140, 130. I see you in this. I see you getting your
first. I'm coming for you, John. I'm taking you out. I'm getting my first victory. My winning streak starts this week.
You are the stepping stone.
You are the first victim.
And then what is the absolute shittiest start that I'm going to fucking have? I'm playing against Greendale human beings. He already has 25 points. I already have 0 points. And I say that because I was smart and took out Saquon Barkley. But, again, I worked my double on Thursday. I went to bed. I checked my lineup. I went to bed. And then after I went to bed, the 49ers said, you know what? We're going to sit Brandon Ayuk. Well, guess who I have starting? Brandon Ayuk. So I've already got a goose egg on the board. Super excited about that. Love to see it. And of course, he has Deebo Samuel, who just ate up all of that and already has him 25 points. I'm feeling great. Feeling great. As of right now, I have Justin Fields starting. He has Jalen Hurts. I have Zach Moss versus his Breece Hall. Tony Pollard, Brian Robinson, Brandon Ayuk, obviously, Chris Olave, Tyler Lockett, Michael Pittman, Zay Flowers, obviously he has Deebo Samuel, Mark Andrews versus Sam Laporta. Did I already say Michael Thomas? No. Michael Thomas versus Jamar Chase, who has fucking wanted posters out for him. Younghoe Koo versus Cameron Dicker, the kicker, and the Cowboys defense versus the Ravens defense. Now, as we speak, I am currently moving Baker Mayfield to my starting spot because he's playing Philly, and the Justin Fields experiment is done for me. I can't handle it. That puts me
That organization lower. Is a dumpster fire right now. They are like, don't touch anybody on that team.
Yeah, honestly. Now that technically puts me lower to win. Now it's 69 nice to 31 because Baker is scheduled for less points, but I have more faith in Baker than I do with Justin Fields, quite frankly. This is where we're at. I'm scheduled to get my ass kicked in my first loss of the season. I am not super enthused about that, but I have faith. I have faith in my team. I have faith in my boys. We're going to get it done this week. Going to get it done.
I'm not picking you this week.
I wouldn't either if it wasn't me.
I don't think you're going to take this. I think, like I said, Christy is going to take over the number one spot this week. Zach is taking an L.
Look, man, I'll be like 100%. Like, if there wasn't bias in this, obviously, like him having Deebo Samuel at 25 points and me already having a goose egg because of Brandon Ayuk, like, I'd call it a shutdown already. Like, I'd call this match.
But you have to keep faith in yourself.
I got to keep faith in my boys, right? It's my good vibes that's going
to
lead us.
You're the coach here. You got to. Can't do
exactly. Exactly. My half to. The Cowboys defense is playing Arizona. That's 60 points right there. Sleeper only has them scoring 9. I'm about to score 50 more points than I'm scheduled. Right there, that's already a win. Barely, but it's already a win. Oh, shit.
And then, you forgot Baker. Baker's going to throw for 450 yards.
Bro, what?
And Philly 4 tutties.
Philly has given up the most amount of points to opposing quarterbacks in fantasy. Baker, win or lose in the real world, Baker going to throw up 1,000 yards and 200 tutties. It's going to be like a 6 million point game. It's over. It's over. Zach Moss going to go crazy. He's playing Baltimore. Baltimore don't know how to play defense no more. This ain't the early 2000s. We ain't afraid. There ain't no fucking Ray Lewis out here. No Ed Reed. Boy, Tony Pollard against Arizona's defense. That's another 60 points. Get out of here. Brandon Ayuk is somehow going to turn back the time machine, give me 80 points.
You're gonna say next week we record, you're gonna say I purposely sat him to get a goose egg because I knew Pollard and the Cowboys defense were giving me 60 apiece.
50 bomb locket? You mean 500 bomb locket? This is the breakout game, baby. Yo, so seriously though, hand to God, if fucking Tyler Lockett with all this shit talking puts up 50 points, I'm gonna shit myself. I'm gonna fucking cry.
We have not seen like a above 30 point game from him since like 50 bomb Lockett.
Yeah. Oh no. Yeah. Let's check for the season. Look, I mean, week one, 3 points, last week, 26. So, I mean,
Week you're going to get 3, 1 week you might get 26.
Yeah, man. I need the 26 week. We need that kind of week this week. I need the 50. I need like a 6 touchdown game from Tyler Lockett. I need Puka Nacua. He's questionable, so let's maybe sit this week and Tyler Lockett be wide receiver 1. How about that? How about that? I might have to make some moves. I might need to see what's out there in the trade world. Mike Evans. So we'll see how that plays out.
That is week 2 going into week 3, the Degenerates. We are going to ramble some standing cages this week. Stay tuned next week to see how it all played out.
Say
what we said.
Bitch.